Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro. And today our guests are Bob Manzi and Steve Stripling, who are here to talk about their new show, which opens tonight. It's called The Great Alaska, The Great Big Alaska Show. And it's now running at the Wildberry Theater. Hey, guys, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Hey,
thanks a lot.
Good to be here, Mark.
Thanks.
So, what kind of a show is this, if you'd like to answer, Bob? I'll listen to you and then let Steve chatter about it.
Okay. Well, I think it's a really fun show. It's a musical history of Alaska. And we start out with the Gold Rush and Soapy Smith and move on to the Iditarod and statehood all the way up to Sarah Palin. There are jokes and skits, obviously lots of easy marks in there, so lots of jokes, lots of music, Alaska songs. It's, I think, just a fun evening. It's kind of light summer entertainment that you don't have to think too hard at. You can just come and laugh and listen and have a good time.
Okay, Steve, and I understand you sing.
I try to. Yeah, we're a cappella, Midnight Suns Chorus. It's actually been a group together for about 40 years. And it's evolved into about 30 members. And the show that Bob's talking about, when you're saying you don't have to think much, in fact, you don't have to think at all. It's it's sort of our version of Alaska's history.
The Great Big Alaska Show, it's called.
Yes.
And it features the Midnight Suns. Now, on your poster here, there's a picture of the 30 guys in tuxedos. And but you have your barbershop quartet, or for lack of a better, what would you call that, a cappella quartet?
The chorus are 30 members.
Okay.
And it's made up of quartets. So there's bass, lead, tenor, and baritone.
Okay, but are all 30 guys in the show singing?
Yes.
There are.
They're,
okay.
Yeah, most of the songs will be sung by all 30 guys, and we're hanging around the stage, hanging around the saloon as a bunch of old sourdoughs.
Why, that's a big production. So everybody's dressed like as a prospector,
you know,
or undertaker.
Probably the best way to describe this is the way our shows generally do. We have two acts. Our first act is about a 45-minute musical. Is what it is, and it's done a cappella. And the way this show was written, I had written the show last year, and our guys sing, whereas when you go to somebody like Cyrano's, they're actors who like to sing. We're singers who like to try and act. And so the way the show was written was almost like, how would Carol Burnett show do a version of this?
Very good. And I understand that you're not doing Sweet Adeline.
No, it's why we call ourselves an a cappella chorus instead of barbershop. We do sing traditional barbershop songs, but we do so much more than that. We sing a whole range of swing and jazz and rock oldies and doo-wop.
Like the Persuasions.
Old Turtle songs, Happy Together.
Wow, it's great.
Who put the bop in the bop, a bop, a bop? Who put the ram in the ram-a-lam-a ding dong?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I mean, like the barbershop quartet has that kind of cliche. It might even work against you because you see the guys in the straw boaters with the garters and the striped shirts and everything. And I always think of the Music Man, the Buffalo Bills.
Yes, absolutely.
Who were great.
You know, it's really interesting you mention that, Mark. I just returned from Anaheim where I was a webcast host for the International Barbershop Competition. This is the best come from all over the world. I mean, the guys that are the ones you have to knock off are the Swedes. They're and there's a whole new
the Swedes,
movement.
Like from Sweden?
Are you kidding me? These guys. I went at 3 o'clock in the morning leaving, and they're out doing Huey Lewis and the news stuff. And, bow, 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 it's all right. You know, that kind of stuff. And but the point being is there's a huge wave that's been fueled by youth movements to replace the old style. And so today's barbershop, the problem is we're labeled with barbershop, but it's an a cappella that's very, very sophisticated.
Like Boys to Men.
It's a brand new genre.
Or Manhattan Transfer. There.
Oh, that's right. Sure. Janet Siegel.
You know.
Definitely. Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah.
Now, we sang in Hawaii last year, and there are quartets and choruses now all over the world. We sang with people from Australia, New Zealand, Japan. There are Japanese quartets whose accents totally disappear when they sing a cappella music.
And one of the things that's interesting about our show is, so in the first act, we do Dangerous Dan McGrew and North to Alaska. Mm-hmm. It's Alaskana. Then we take an intermission, and then the second act is we're actually the men's courses on the risers in mm-hmm. recital wear. And then we do some another version. So it's a nice variety of stuff.
And you both sing as well as...
We do our best, yeah. We sing, and I feel like Steve slighted us as actors, too. We may have some people in the chorus who are a little more reluctant as actors.
Well, I've seen you in many shows in town here over the years since you got here with your lovely wife, Elaine.
Yes.
And you're a stalwart fixture in the theater, and it's so nice to see you do an original piece with Steve Stripling, who's also another super talented, all-over-the-place kind of guy. For years and years, you know, because you've done a lot of theaters also.
I've done theater off and on. In fact, I was the rookie. I always referred to myself as the rookie if they asked me at Cyrano's, because guys like you, Mark, and a lot of people are very talented. Bob is a very talented actor. In fact, we give him the speaking roles and the stuff that the rest of us, including myself, can't remember the lines. And
that's the big bugaboo,
Bob.
The
you,
lines.
You know, Bob is a wonderful lead as well, and he's sung in a variety of different kinds of genres. And one time, he and I do a version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game where it's off one beat. And the problem about learning that song is I've never been able to sing the railroad. It's one of these where take me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd by. And so by the time you get, so it's one, two, three, four.
It's take me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd
by.
and you get to the end and you're still a beat off and you've got to figure out what to do.
And it's one, two, three, four, strikes.
It's one, two, three. Four balls, you walk at your ball game.
And it's good enough for me.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Bob Manzi and Steve Stripling, who are putting on a great show at the Wildberry Theater called The Great Big Alaska Show. Yeah. And it's full of jokes, I understand.
It's jokes, and it's also, like you say, it's a mock. I kind of collect these Alaska shows. I like to see them. And then one day there might be the quintessential, you know, nonstop, all things possible Alaska show. I don't know. But so you start, is it like where you're acting out little vignettes from the history and then a song and then a vignette and a song? Or is there a narrator? How does the structure go?
It's actually not so much. It is like a little theatrical thing where this place takes place at the turn of the gold rush century, right before the turn of the century, where, as I say, a bunch of miners, trappers, and ne'er-do-wells are gathered outside a small roadhouse outside of Skagway. And there's a lot, it's the cliche kind of stuff where you got the guy bursting in going, gold, gold, and you got the guy with the ear horn outside going, gold, who you calling old? I said gold, and then turn the heat up. It's that kind of light stuff. It's
like vaudeville.
This was a tribute, by the way, Mark. When Harvey Korman from Carol Burnett Show passed away last year, we tributed to that. So we sort of designed
it as
style.
He was so funny. He was so great. And like you said, using that as kind of the bar, the Carol Burnett Show, they were just so good at that with Tim Conway and what's his name, Lindsay Wagner, and Lyle Wagner, Lindsay Wagner's a woman, that's right,
woman. Steve is Anchorage's Tim Conway, are you Harvey Korman?
A little bit of both.
What's neat about this show? It's family entertainment. It's the kind that when you come out, it's just a lighthearted get together, have a smile on your heart, and, you know, a song on your lips kind of thing when you leave. So it's very, very PG.
Mm-hmm. And it's going on this weekend. It opens tonight.
Right.
And then you're going to do it again down the line when, like in August?
Right. Tonight and tomorrow night, Friday and Saturday, 9 p.m. at the Wildberry Theater. And then we have a weekend in August, too.
August 14th and 15th.
Exactly. That's another Friday, Saturday night. And so if you can't make it this weekend, you'll have another shot.
Wow, it sounds really, really, really exciting. And who's you've been talking about this for a while. I mean, this is like the culmination of a lot of different little bits and pieces. Because I've seen you guys singing at the street fair. It was snowing, like really brutally. It was great. And you were on that little outdoor stage with the quartet. And I've seen you in restaurants and harassing people in pizza places.
Harassing is a good word.
We sing all over the place for everybody, whether they want us to or not. That's why.
In fact, we make most of our money by having them pay us to stop.
So whose idea was this show?
Well, it's what we do. We perform. We put on a couple shows a year. Steve has written parts for me. I was Scrooge in a really screwy version of A Christmas Carol. I was the station manager at a radio station KORD that was going broke. We were trying to figure out what to do about it. So we do these shows, but we also do sing-outs all over town. We sang the national anthem at the Bucks game Tuesday night.
What I'll do is a lot of times I'll write the show, but what's fun about the show, it's not mine. Everybody puts into it, and then all of a sudden the next thing you know, and what's really cool about our show is, for me, I play the bartender at this saloon, and I get to watch the audience and all of us old guys all become kids again. It's a real neat kind of a transformation to watch.
and the show evolves. We did it a couple weekends or a couple nights back in June, and we've got a governor who keeps on giving us new material.
That's true.
Well, that's why you said it's topical. It comes right up to the minute.
All the way to the present, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Alaska. This place is an awesome place to draw. I mean, right now I'm already formulating a show on this show right here. I've got plans for you, Mark.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. This is a parody already, kind of.
Yeah. You guys may be in our script here, so I hope you're not too sensitive.
It's like sometimes it's kind of like Joe Franklin in a way, and sometimes it reminds me of like almost like a Waiting for Guffman kind of a thing.
It's
I love that parochial, down-home, regular folk kind of thing, because that is the majority of what we call showbiz. You know, it's not what you're going to see like on TV. It's like what goes on in community kind of a thing like that. And then it's very endearing. And I'm not saying that in a condescending way. I love it.
One thing, you mentioned community, and one thing I'd like just to mention is what's really neat about a cappella is the fact that I worked with a few kids from East High School, and it's very cheap. A pitch pipe goes a long way. And what I told the kids was, if you're going to carry a pipe, make it a pitch pipe. And if you're going to hang out in a gang, you might as well get a baritone, lead, bass, and tenor.
Very good.
Yeah. It's kind of like the a cappella, the doo-wop. You know, the kids like in the subway or the tenement hallway, we're practicing on this street corner symphony, all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, when you said that it's a big movement all over the world, I mean, it's so nice to see people doing something constructive and musical. You can't go wrong. It's wonderful.
Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time.
Oh.
Yeah,
sorry about that, but thanks for coming. Our guests, Bob Manzi and Steve Stripling, talking about the Great Big Alaska Show at the Wildberry Theater starting tonight.
Hey, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. At Out North, Midnight Soap Scum Goes to Hell, which is its final episode, number 5, tonight and tomorrow night at 10:30 p.m. And Saturday Night Show, which is the conclusion of the series, will feature an actual wedding on stage, the Big Fat Gay Wedding. For tickets, call 279-8099, or you can go to outnorth.org.
At Cyrano's, Meshuggah Nuns is running through August 16th. Showtimes are Thursday to Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. Tickets are available through centertix.net or by calling 263-ARTS or by going to Cyrano's the night of the show. Cyrano's Theater Company is located downtown in Anchorage on D Street between 4th and 5th.
In Eagle River, the Alaska Fine Arts Academy proudly presents Evil Escapades in Eagle River, a melodrama of tragic proportions. And it concludes this weekend, tonight, and tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And all this is part of the Bear Paw Festival in Eagle River at the Alaska Fine Arts Academy. Eleanor Brandel Theater in Eagle River is where it's going to happen. For tickets and more information, call 694-8909. That's 694-8909.
And finally, at the Wildberry Theater, the Great Big Alaska Show, a musical spoof of Alaska's history featuring the Midnight Suns, opens tonight and runs Saturday night, both at 9 p.m. For tickets or more info, call 332-SING, S-I-N-G, or go to centertix.net or midnightsuns.com. That's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.